Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we've got a fascinating show tonight. Larry, are you on?
I'm here, Stuart.
Oh, good. I guess, where do we start? Maybe I should start with, I'm not going to use her name. I'll just call her Deborah. Who posted, as I understand it, one of our Night Shadows program, maybe our latest one, I don't know, on Facebook and got banned. Now, is that a permanent banning, Larry? Do you know?
Well, apparently so. She posted today's show a few hours ago, and they blocked her. They banned her. So that's all I know at the moment. I'll tell you what. Night Shadows doesn't appear to be user-friendly.
Yeah, well, you know, when you tell the truth, the world hates it all the way up through to Satan himself, the father of lies and a murderer from the very beginning. And so they cannot stand the truth. The New World Order cannot stand the truth. And the owners of Facebook, YouTube, Print Test, all these others, Google, are in a world, and I do mean a world of hurt. And here's my comment to them. Jesus Christ has given you the power. You would have no power at all. It's just like he told Pilate when he was standing before Pilate. He said, you would have no power at all except it was given to you from on high. So I hope the leaders of Facebook, Google, and the rest of them, including the world leaders, you would have no power whatever if Jesus Christ hadn't given it to you. Do you get the message? He's also given you a lot of rope. You've already tied it around your necks. You're on a chair, and he's sawing the legs off the chair one at a time. And you still don't get it, even though the ancients all knew about it. You mock even the ancients. Well, your mocking time is soon going to be over. So enjoy your power. Enjoy the riches that you have had bestowed upon you. Enjoy all of it, because in a very, very short period of time, all of it is coming to an end. And I'm not making it up. I'm telling you the hard truth. I'm also telling the same hard truth to the so-called Christians. You won't do what Jesus Christ told you to do. You're not going to go to heaven. You only think that's where you're going. You better read Revelation chapters 2 and 3. You better let it sink into your skulls. You better crank up the atoms in your brain cells so you can figure out what's really going on. Because you have no idea whatever of what the real truth is, any more than our world leaders do. Read Psalm 2. They have no clue whatever. The only thing they have is an agenda. But they have no clue as what's going to happen to them after the agenda they have set up is sprung. That's when they're going to find out. And I'm not a religious person. I want to make that very, very clear. I never was. I never will be, because Jesus didn't bring another religion. What he brought with him was a healing of the heart. We have made it into a religion. But it is not really a religion. If you go back into ancient Judaism, if you go back into Leviticus and you look at all the things that were done, they're all clues. That's all they are. The Bible is a clue book. You're supposed to take those clues, here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. If you will do what Jesus Christ tells you to do, you will find the truth. And the truth really will set you free. You're in a matrix. The people who run Facebook and all these others, they are in a matrix. And like Larry has said a number of times, the rich men of the earth are the most deceived of everybody. They really think they got this thing wired. They really do believe they're gonna win. And for a brief time, according to Bible prophecy, they will win, but only for a brief moment. What a stupid thing to do is to lose your soul, end up in eternal hellfire from which you cannot escape for a few moments of power and prestige. You got to be an idiot to trade all that off.
Hey, Stuart, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Stuart?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, there's somebody's trying to scramble your voice, so you're getting hit.
Oh, really? Well.
Yeah, yeah.
To the person that's doing that, you think it's a joke? It isn't. It isn't. And you're going to find it out the hard way. Anyway, get on with the news. Enough of that. I mean, I'm not here. Jesus did not come down here in a popularity contest. Jesus doesn't care if 99.9% of the human race rejects him. He only cares about those who came down here to get out of the matrix. The rest of you are going to be terminated. That's the way it is. I've got two books out, Frequency, the Hidden Matrix, and Frequency, the Mind Matrix. I'm working on book three. I'll send it to anybody that wants it. If they want to pay the price, and I guarantee that book. If you're not satisfied that I'm telling you the truth in it, send it back. And I'll refund your money. And that goes for the people on Pinterest and Facebook or any world leader that wants to read it. And I'm sure they don't. But they will wish they had in a very near future. The Matrix is going to be terminated in the very, very near future. And there's nothing more I can say about that. We may have 10 years, at the most 20, at the least maybe only a couple years, if that. So anyway, folks, get ready for the fire that's coming down. I wanted to start with, I got an email from someone, and this is very, very interesting. He's a good friend of mine. He's a brother in the Lord. All these Christians see meteors coming in at the rapture. He's talking about the visions of people. Could this be the dragon's fire? Comet Swift Tuttle. And the fire, swift, do you see it? Sudden destruction. If you look up the word swift, which he did, swift, it means happening quickly, promptly, prompt, rapid, sudden, immediate, instant, instantaneous, no delay. Isn't that interesting? Unhesitating, hasty, hurried. Okay, why would I bring up Swift Tuttle? That's not coming by. Well, here is from Space Weather. The Perseid meteor shower is already underway. Earth is entering a stream of debris from comet Swift Tuttle, source of the annual Perseid meteor shower. Forecasters expect the shower to peak August 12th through the 13th, but it's already in play. Why do I bring it up? We're coming up on the 9th of Av. That's why I'm bringing it up. Isn't it odd that it's going to peak on the 9th of Av or thereabouts? Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up because along with this, we have a top rabbi in Israel. He said, we must build the third temple. How many signs, Larry, do people need?
I don't know. They're multitudinous. I mean, we've talked signs for years.
Yeah, it's almost like the Lord baits the world and then delays it, baits the world because he's sifting people down. People get sick of it. They fall away. And but the real ones, the real Christians, they stick with it unto death, even if they have to, unto beheading if they have to. They are the ones who are rescued. The beheaders, the ones doing all of this, the rich men of the earth. By the way, folks, the rich men of the earth are all identified in the Bible. So if the rich men, like those who own Facebook and Google, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, they should read what the Bible says about them. Because it's all coming to pass. Now, I would ask those people, how is it that 2,000, 2,500 years ago or more that people were able to see the future exactly as it's going down right now? And the answer is that they were outside of time and space, and the Lord allowed them to see it. And these people have to do what they have to do, and the Lord Jesus Christ has to do to them what he has to do. And that's the end of the story, actually. Anyway, the former rabbi of the old city of Jerusalem and one of the leading rabbis in Israel today said in an interview, we must do everything in our power to build the temple. We're coming up on the third Commonwealth temple of Israel, and that is the final blow for Israel. At that point in time, they have to go under the time of Jacob's trouble. And Jacob was actually called Israel. So what it is the time of Israel's trouble. When Israel gets into trouble, unfortunately, so do we. So that's about it. What would you like to bring up, Larry? What do you got for news that you need to tell us about?
Well, what's interesting, Israeli News Live the other day interviewed an Israeli colonel who revealed that the Israeli Defense Forces already know that Israel and the U.S. Will be at war with the enemies soon. And so this war that keeps on heating in the Middle East, possibly Iran, it's building, you know, continually. So that even some of the IDF is saying they already know about it. You know, it's not a secret there. Of course, in America, all we've got, you know, anti-Trump. You know, Stuart, I dare say that if Donald Trump had never stepped into the ring, they wouldn't have nothing to talk about, would they?
No, we'd all be in prison camps anyway, probably beheaded already. They slowed down little Hillary and her little princess plans for re-education camp. She was very open about it. She said all Americans should go to re-education camps. It's right there. She was right out and open with it. It's just that the American people are so naive and so dumbed down. They didn't really believe what she said. But that's what she said. All Americans have to be re-educated. Re-educated into what? Communism, a diabolical form, new form probably of socialism, communism, Nazism, and whatever they've got planned. And it's coming, folks, it's coming. And you better pray for the Lord to keep you safe from all this. It's getting wild, I think, don't you, Larry?
Yeah, and matter of fact, Joe DiNova and his wife were on Lou Dobbs a little while ago, and they were asked about, is anything going to be done with Hillary? And they both said, no way. She's untouchable. So here you are in one frame. You've got a Hillary who can violate any law on the books and get away with it and not be prosecuted, not even really be investigated. And you've got Barack Obama waiting in the wings to step forward. Matter of fact, he's tied in with some big meeting coming up with all the rich men. They're meeting under the cloak. They're meeting under the cloak steward of climate change. But Obama is addressing a lot of rich men at a meeting.
Yeah. Well, he's the one. He's the Lord's chosen. And when, you know, people don't realize that just because the Lord chooses someone doesn't mean it's for the good of America or even the world. It can be trouble for people. And Obama is definitely going to be trouble for people. And with what's going on in America with the open borders, this is from, not Hal Turner, can't remember who wrote this, but my Border Patrol sources have long told me there is a deep state influence inside the organization. They have told me that rogue deep state serving agents, I'm sure this is Border Patrol people, are linked into some military who are making a profit for the transport of illegal aliens inside the country. Now, that maybe ties back into this threat against Donald Trump, because if the prophecies are correct, Donald Trump is in serious trouble along with his family. And anyway, additionally, he says, I have a Department of Homeland Security source who has said to me on more than one occasion, we know where the child sex trafficking factories are. We know where the terrorist camps are, but we are not allowed to do anything about it. Anyone who is GS-15 and above cannot be trusted. I would add that these reference rogue DHS agents are usually Obama-era hires. And I'm not going to go further than that with it. They are fulfilling biblical prophecy. These agents that are doing this, the people in DHS and FEMA, they're fulfilling Bible prophecy, and they're going to be exterminated for what they're doing. One thing just to die, Larry, quite another to go into a vat of acid and stay there forever, which is basically what hell feels like. Weird stuff. Anyway, let me go down here. Hal Turner had some interesting stuff up, I thought. See if I can find it.
He's got two real good articles. Number one is that ISIS has now ordered their followers to terror attack New York City, San Francisco, and London. And they posted it on the ISIS media groups, the other news agencies are verifying this. And then also I wanted to mention that Hal Turner's got up one. He said, radiation alert, Portland, Maine, nearby Concord, and New Hampshire, radiation alert, spike wildly. Says a nuclear emergency tracking center reports deadly gamma radiation, 600 to 800 KeVs, causing red con alerts to go off. And at the same time, Stuart, Space Weather's reporting that a solar wind has begun to impact the Earth July the 31st. That's today. Actually, it's a day early. And you and I both talked about these three coronal holes in the sun the first time ever. And they were going to impact between now and at least the 4th of August.
Yeah, and this, of course, can knock down the grid. That's the dangerous part. We could have what Dr. Doom there said. He talked about the kill shot. And this may be a forerunner of the kill shot, or it could be the part of the kill shot. It's a series of CMEs, actually, that depart from the sun and impact the Earth with such power that it knocks out the grids. And we have been getting warnings from government agencies about stocking up on, even FEMA has told you to stock up for a long period of time. Now they even admitted that you might be without power for six entire months. My worry is that people that are out traveling around, if a CME hits and knocks out with an EMP, what do you do if you're 100 miles from home? You're trapped.
Stuart. It's going to be really difficult, Stuart, if you're out there and foolish enough to be in a part of the country where you don't know anybody and they don't know you.
Yeah, because Bedlam will reach out. And, you know, folks, there's been some pictures coming out of different places on Earth of these vertical plasma shafts coming up from the surface. And now they've got pictures of huge red, what are they called, sprites on top of. So we're definitely in this period of a plasma event. We're watching the beginnings of plasma events, and a lot of the ancient drawings that they thought were aliens and odd-looking people actually were not. They are very symbolic, and they've proven this now. Scientists have proven this, that what they were drawing were plasma events that took place that they saw. Very, very deadly. Plasma can be very peaceful, or it can be extremely deadly. And I've noticed reports coming in about lightning strikes that are very, very dangerous. Positive lightning can blow up a house. Okay, another one from Hal Turner, Larry. Cortez says that those in poverty in the United States should riot like the Palestinians. Now, why isn't she being arrested for this kind of rhetoric? Because this is really sedition. She's calling for the overthrow of the government.
Stuart, what you're seeing is deep state will not either prosecute or arrest the people that are serving deep state.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know, Larry. And what bothers me more than anything are the American people, because they're not doing anything.
Well, they're not home.
They're not demanding anything.
Yeah, they're not home.
Yeah. Porch light is on, but no one's home. Exxon refinery
yeah.
explodes in Texas. We have had an awful lot of these kind of fires, all in the energy area. Do you suppose that what we're looking at here is something they will not ever admit? That these are terrorist operations? Seems odd.
Well, Stuart, I think what it is, we're having clues, but mainstream media says all clues are conspiracy theories, and we've already warned the American people they're not going to tell you the truth.
Well, they can't. They'd be hung if the American people actually knew what the truth was about Washington, their leaders in many states, there would not be enough lampposts to hang them on. They don't have to worry. Deep state does not have to worry about the American people, because they would acquiesce to anything. What they need to worry about is Jesus Christ, because he is going to hang them from lampposts, and they're not going to like it. But that's another story, I guess. ISIS ordered its followers to a terrorist attack in New York, San Francisco, and London. You mentioned that. Is this a warning now for around the 9th or the 9th of Av? It seems odd we're getting all these warnings. We're already in this meteor shower stuff. We're having all kinds of problems with the internet and slowing down. You're having all kinds of glitches and problems. Everybody else is. And now we're getting all these warnings. Is this all connected? Are they telling us something?
Well, Stuart, it also makes me come out with you a question for you, and that is, you know, you're talking about the very time frame you laid out and warned us of, and so I'm saying all of these warnings suddenly, even the sun, why now?
Yeah, it almost, well, we're going to find out very rapidly whether 2019 is the year of big, big change and the birth of the New World Order in force as they invade our country and take over. This is a communist operation from start to finish. They're using the old communist playbook. They don't have to worry about the American people figuring it out because most Americans could care less. And they won't either. There's nothing you can do about it. And here we have North Korea firing off more missiles, and nothing is being said about that either. What's going on with Kimmy the Whiz Kid?
Well, not only that, Stuart. It's Iran firing missiles. Russia's firing missiles. The Chinese are up to stuff. North Korea's firing missiles. Look, Stuart, you know, it's what I've warned about over and over and over. If the American people keep their mouth shut and they continually let a deep state subvert Trump and they let the Congress subvert Trump and everybody's against Trump, Republicans and Democrats, or so it appears, every other nation out there is ready to test America because they see weakness and blood in the water.
Yeah. What is that old saying? Be careful what you wish for. That would be something that the deep state people should take to heart. Be careful, people, what you're wishing for, because it's going to boomerang on you. At the height of your success, it's going to boomerang and hit you in your neck and cut you off. That's just the way the Lord has always worked. Nothing is going to change. He changes not. He's warned the human race over and over and over again. You are in a matrix, and you cannot escape. And everything we're seeing, folks, everything we are seeing is within the matrix. The Bible is a book to tell you how to get out of the matrix. When the Old Testament said you're in a prison house, you're in a prison house. Wasn't kidding. When the Lord said, when he came down here, and Matthew and all the rest of them, he said, you know, you're in a prison. And I have the key, he said, to get you out. And so we have all these fakes out there who are getting wealthy beyond the dreams of avarice, telling everybody a fake gospel about a fake Christ. And the people are gobbling it up like, I don't know, maybe whatever food they love, they're just gobbling this stuff down like it's candy. And it's not that they haven't been warned. The Lord warned you about these folks, and you still support them. You're still supporting them. And they're raking in millions every month. And they live in mansions. So anyway, that ought to be a clue itself. Here's something, Larry, before we close down. California judge rules semi-auto rifles are not protected under the Second Amendment. They're coming for your guns, folks. By the way, everything is protected under the Second Amendment, even a tank. Actually, even automatic weapons. It's just that it says you shall not infringe the right of the people. Well, they have been infringing for years, and they have these reasons. Well, why would anybody need an automatic rifle? Well, maybe it's to defend themselves against a military that might turn upon their own people. That's why. Why do you think that Homeland Security and all these other agencies bought billions of rounds of hollow point anti-personnel ammunition along with AK-47 type weapons? Gee, what do they need those for? Let me give you a guess. You. That's what they need them for. Anyway, last word, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to say that had some contact recently, and there are some people out there in the deep state that are not total deep state that are reading your book, Stuart.
Well, good. I hope they do. I hope humanity would read it. I don't think people understand at all what this is about or why Jesus came here. It's been all doctored and watered down. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for tuning in, and we'll try and get back on. Who knows? We'll be banned pretty soon. Anyway, good night.